All right, hey, welcome to HIT. It's Chris Ciccanelli. We are talking everything high-intensity tactics for growth. I have to say thank you to everybody that has went out there, that has rated it, that has reviewed it, listened to it. I appreciate the feedback both on Facebook and on Instagram. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much. Today, I have an unbelievable guest with me. I'm super excited. I have Miss Lindsay Wagner all the way from Wichita. We are going to have so much fun today. Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? It's always amazing when you see women business owners and you seen, you know, like somebody like my mom has went out there, grown her business. You see the tens of thousands of women that have, owned and operated their own business. And I look at your story and I'm always amazed by the time, the energy, the class that you've put into this, being an entrepreneur, being a business owner. So I'm super excited about interviewing you today. So are you excited about this?
I'm so excited. A little nervous, but I'm really excited. It's really awesome. And a great experience. I'm stoked.
Well, good. We're going to have some fun. So, all right, let's talk about this. So, all right, being an entrepreneur, okay, what got you into owning and operating your own business?
Honestly, I was broke and bored. Mm. Just to be real, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was invited to a party, which I had never heard of a company like this ever in my life. I was a little terrified, just to be real. But I also had no social life, and my husband was extremely excited for me to go to this party. So I went, had a blast, was pleasantly surprised with how classy and funny of a presentation this lady put on. And I left there wanting way more than I could afford. And so had a party, and at the end of the night, this lady's like, Lindsay, had you done this party with your small group of friends, you could have made like $400 profit. And that was crazy to me. I mean, I couldn't believe that she had made that amount of money in that short amount of time.
$400 in profit and just a couple hours of work.
3 hours.
So what was your life like that back then? I mean, could you afford to buy a business? Could you afford to do anything like this? And you know, was this even in the cards for you at that time?
Absolutely not. We were robbing Peter to pay Paul. I was a stay-at-home mom because we couldn't afford daycare for two small kids. Yeah. So, we were literally living paycheck to paycheck. So, no, I could not afford it. We figured it out, though, because after seeing how much money that she had made and seeing the opportunity to be able to work it around my husband's schedule with being a stay-at-home mom and being able to set my own hours, that is the only thing that made it realistic for us. And so we figured it out. Yeah. I mean, it was hard, don't get me wrong, and I was terrified because all this pressure was now put on me, and we spent this money that we did not really have.
So what was your investment into the business at that time?
$1,000.
$1,000 to start your own business?
Yes.
Oh, my. And how old were the kids at the time?
My baby was 3.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he was 3. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter was, well, she would have been 7 almost.
So you had like little ones.
Yes.
And then you're starting a business. And what did your husband do at the time, Jason? What was he doing at the time?
He worked as a material handler. Yeah. He worked rotating shifts, 2 weeks a days, 2 weeks nights, swing shifts. We literally had a calendar to know when he was going to be home or not.
So you have this uncertainty of when your husband's going to work or not. He's not working a 9-to-5 job. He's working like anytime he can get hours. You have 2 little ones under the age of 8, and here you are starting a business.
No college education.
None. So really, I mean, nobody taught you really how to market. Nobody told you how to inventory manage. Nobody told you how to like go out there and take care of your paying yourself.
The lady I signed up with did not even want me to sign up, and she left 4 months after I became a business owner.
Why?
Because she got a job at Koch Industries in Wichita.
Yeah. So all right. So here it is. You've got you're owning a business, you know, and you said, okay, I'm going all in. So what was the first couple months like, you know, because that's really, I always think the crucial part. That's why the show is called, you know, we talk at HIT. It's high intensity tactics. This isn't slow your ass to get your business off the ground. I see a lot of people that try to get their businesses and they're like, well, I'm going to dabble here and I'm going to make a couple friends list here. I'm going to wait till all my shit's color coded in my office. I'm going to do all these other things. I'm going to make sure. That doesn't exist.
No.
How did you get started? I mean, was it a quick start? Was it a, you know, how did that happen?
Well, it was a, you have no choice.
Yeah.
No choice. Because, like I said, we spent $1,000 of money we did not have. And all of it was on me. And it was, you have to figure it out. I didn't have meetings to go to. I didn't have a website to look at. I found one consultant local that I could shadow a party. And I did everything she did. Everything. And I talked, I made people have parties with me. Like, I begged my mom. I begged my sister-in-law. My mother-in-law. Everybody. I'm like, you have to have a party for me. And I guilted him into it. But we didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was one of those things where it was, failure was not an option.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. And I was so hungry. I wanted to get out of the house. I saw the potential really quickly in the sales.
Yeah.
Everything else was slow for me. But the sales, that was instant money, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, I mean, in 2018, you sold $206,000. I mean, sales have never been your problem. It seems like you were, but I think that when you're left in this kind of state of desperation, you know, you're going to do whatever you got to do. Some people will talk about that they want to make change, and some people will say, "Gosh, I really need to do something. You know, I'm so broke, I'm so this, I'm so whatever." But then they'll sit back and wait for people to help them out, or they'll make excuses of why nobody will help them out. Instead, you attack that, you know, and went after it. But I don't think the team side of your business is not done too shabby either. Over $1.3 million for your team and growing that.
Yeah.
What do you see today, though, you know, being a business owner, taking that risk that you did, young children, you know, a lot of people feel like they are living a very unbalanced life now. The unbalanced life of, you know, where do I spend my time between mom and business owner, mom, business owner, significant other, mom, business owner, significant other, friend. I mean, how do you tell somebody today that you're probably coaching through, you know, how it is to be a mom and be a business owner?
Well, so I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said making excuses, right? Everybody has a choice. Everybody chooses how they're going to spend their time. And I choose to spend my time where it matters. Mm-hmm. So my kids totally respect me now. They're both adults now. They love what I do. They know that, I missed out on some things in their life. But they also know what I didn't miss out on and where I'm at now. So what's important right now is everybody talks about what they think that they want to do. And they talk about how the hustle and the drive and everything they're willing to do, but then they don't put the work in. Mm-hmm. They just make excuses. So I can honestly say that I get to now spend my time exactly where I want it. I get to spend time with my husband. We get to go on amazing vacations. My kids, they get to do whatever they want to do too. But they also respect their own time more now as adults. And they're probably the hardest working humans I've ever met. Like my kids, I know I'm partial.
Yeah.
But they learned a lot from me and their dad. And did they miss out on some things? Did I miss out on some things? Yes. But I would rather miss out on a few things here and there when they're young and know that I can be there for all the important things that are going to come up now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about putting in the work and not making excuses.
But so many people think it is that all about that quantity of time that you spend. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and this guy, you know, came up to me and talked to me about, you know, kind of the three pillars, Chris. You have these three pillars that you have to think about in your life. And once, you know, there are buckets. And once one of those are filled, then, you know, you kind of move on, you fill up the next one. And he said, you know, you're a provider, you're a husband, right? And you're also a father. And, you know, and once you've completed one of those buckets, like once you complete that provider, you know, you got to make those choices of, you know, then you could be a, you know, that father, you can make sure that you're being that great husband. And I truly do believe that it is tough to have all of these pieces, you know, and all these buckets filled up all the time. And that's why I say I'm trying to be the best father when I'm home. I'm on the road for 4 days right now. You know, I've been gone. But when I go home, I'm going to be there, you know, football practice and volleyball and the different games that they have. Am I there every night tucking them in? No. Do I miss that? Yes. But just like you, I want to provide a great lifestyle so that I can be there, you know, as life gets on. Not that I'm going to miss out, not that I'm going to make everything, but I'm not going to miss everything either.
Well, and we talk about quantity. Everybody wants to spend more time. Well, let's go back to when I started 15 years ago, and I was a stay-at-home mom. Quantity was there, But let me tell you, I love my children. Mm-hmm. But when you spend too much time together, that's not quality.
No.
I mean, at that point, you start resenting things. So if you don't learn how to spend quality time, you don't respect anything. It doesn't mean as much. So I think that it's understanding that there's such a huge difference between quantity and quality. We talk about it with our products, with our lifestyles, everything. And also, there's no such thing as balance or having enough of anything. Everybody wants more of something. So where do you want to put the time in? And that's what it's about, if you ask me.
So, you know, some of the listeners are, you know, business owners out there right now today on HIT. Some of them are pure romance consultants. Some of them are, you know, thinking about, gosh, should I even start a business? Some of them, you know, are listening because they constantly want to pick up advice. The advice you could give to a mom that you know, is thinking about starting a business, right? Thinking about doing this. How do you talk to them about how they can have their life a little bit in balance with both their kids and their family? Any advice you would give them?
I think it's realizing, I'm just going to go back to what I said earlier about the resentment, the feelings of resentment, right? So I think at some point in everybody's life, they sit back and they think, this is not where I expected to be right now. So when you're thinking about doing something like this, I want you to think about where you are right now, where you say you want to be, and are you going to resent yourself, your family, or your kids later on, because you were trying to be everybody's everything. If you've thought about it, you need to change it. Whether it's pure romance or something else, do something and make a decision to change your own life.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you this question. You know, being a business owner, now the kids are a little bit older, right? And you have a lot more time to travel. You have a lot more time. You don't have that desperation that you maybe once had when you were starting your business. It's a different desperation now. Now that it might be a desperation to put more money away for retirement, or desperation to, you know, hey, I want to go to the Fiji now, might be the desperation. How do you stay disciplined, you know, once the kids have graduated, once they've kind of, you know, moved on, you don't have that burden of their, you know, taking care of them. How do you stay disciplined, you know, with your business?
Well, I think that is where it changes for me, because I still feel just as hungry and desperate as I did before, because I'm not just thinking about my little kids anymore. Yeah. I'm thinking about my future. I'm thinking about my grandkids, my great grandkids. And I see what it's like when people get comfortable.
Yeah.
I also remember when I myself got comfortable and I got stagnant and I didn't move. I didn't move forward in my life, in my business, in my relationships. Yeah. So I stay hungry and determined and kind of desperate, because if you don't, what are you looking forward to? Like, what are you working towards? And I just don't think if you get to a point where you're like, yes, I made it. Mm-hmm. Like, are you giving up at that point? Because, I mean, we can live a great life, but keep staying hungry. So I just stay that way.
I love it. I love it. You know, when you think about it, and keeping that mindset is kind of tough in today's world, right? It's really tough. Once you have, you know, and you've been able to go a lot of different places. I know you and I've been to Australia together, New Zealand. You've been to Paris. You've been to all these different places. You've seen so much. You know, I know with over the last couple of years with us, with being an entrepreneur, there could have been so many obstacles or roadblocks that got inside your way. What were, you know, some of your biggest obstacles that you face as a business owner? Not family, but maybe just, you know, business. You know, can you share anything?
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle I faced that I've learned a lot about now was myself. Mm-hmm. So I learned that fear is something that it's made up. It's made up in our own heads. It was my fear of being successful. Mm-hmm. It was and that was bigger than my fear of failure. It was fear of getting comfortable. It was just fear alone, I think, for a long time. Yeah. I think it was also the feeling of not feeling good enough. And it all came back to the same thing, though. And it was comparison. So we hear all the time, comparison is the killer of all joy. And it's so true. And you can sit back and you can look at what other people choose to share. And you can compare your day 100 or 200 to their day 10 or 10,000. But none of that matters. So I learned that I have to stay in my lane and stay focused and clear on what matters to me. So that's what it's been.
Well, Lindsay Wagner, I can tell you right now, you have created your own lane. That is for sure. And I'm super proud of you. Like I said, you know, before we start this interview, it's amazing to see somebody like yourself. You're an entrepreneur, a mom that has went out there and just crushed it. You should be proud of the business you built, the team that you built, the culture and community that you have. I will tell you, when I see somebody that I say is living life by design, you definitely are living life by design.